Solvete discipuli and solvete omnes. Welcome again to another episode of Latin in Layman's, where I'm going to be doing some etymologizing for today after having done that legal terminology episode, just doing a gamut really, because before that I did the relative pronoun, our, I believe, 17th lesson in our mini series for, featuring that little cameo of phlegm. Sorry to say it like that. Ugh. Anyways, I'm going to be getting into a lot of these words riffing off of the Greek prefix hyper. And with that being said, I also like, this was actually the word or the prefix really that I put out on TikTok that created the big huge viral thing. Like, this was the one, I believe I was going over like hyper metabolic, or I might have been going hype. No, I was doing hyper absolutely, because we were talking about hyperglycemia and hypernatremia and that kind of stuff. Also, we get things like hypercritical, hyperbole, hyperplasia, those kinds of things that we'll get into, and we'll etymologize that bad boy, if you will. With all of that laid out, I wanted to address Amir Dash, to one of my followers, I do believe, commented on one of a prior episode where I have, okay, so legacy in Latin in layman's, well, thank you very much, or legal s, you can correct me on how you want me to pronounce that. I messed that up. But Amir, you said, or rather you asked, also, do you have an online tip jar like Ko-Fi? I've actually never heard of Ko-Fi before, but I can definitely check that out. The only means of like doing a tip jar would be the Patreon. But I guess you're right with that tip jar. I mean, like with the Patreon, I'm not asking for an arm or leg or anything like that either. But I do realize the Patreon requires you to do a monthly subscription. So you would be giving that type of money to me every single month, which, hey, you know what? If you're feeling like your soul is moved to do so, I would really appreciate it, because according to my analytics from the past couple months, especially because of the stupid subscription paywall thing that's happening, over the past 2 months, I made $2.81 off of this podcast. So just to let you guys know that I'm just doing this, and I always do this, and I will continue to do that. And if you feel like you want to support me and help me out, I will provide that Patreon link, and I'll also look into Ko-Fi. I just don't want to belabor it. I don't want to be obnoxious about it, because I've had, you know, I've listened to other podcasts that don't even have as much traction in me, and they like spend so much time talking about their Patreon and stuff like that. I'm like, I'm here for the learning and stuff like that. And if you guys appreciate it, and you guys find, if you guys are moved to actually want to support me, and you're like, yo, this guy's been putting out content for a long time, I appreciate him. I know he's been grinding. I know he continues to grind, and he always will. I might as well just throw a couple bucks here this way. So that is the most I will ever talk about money on this podcast, because that is absolutely the most that I've ever talked about money. I'm the kind of person where I don't need a lot in my life. As long as I am comfortable and I can comfortably pay my bills, afford good quality food, which is proving to be much more difficult, especially if you live in Colorado. For those that know, they know. But like, you know, when I'm trying to get my organic butter, and just a pound of butter is $10 a pound. And then I go and like, I'm going to, you know, Walmart to just go get some light bulbs or something like that. And I just was curious about to see what the produce would be like in terms of cost there versus where I typically shop. I mean, butter over there is still $8.50 for the type that I want to get and stuff like that. Or like, eggs still are pretty expensive, like the good quality eggs and all that stuff. It's just kind of sad. So yeah, you know, it is, the world's becoming more and more expensive, but you know what? I'm doing what I'm doing, and I'm just trying to do this in order to help pivot myself into a more sustainable role, because this secondary education and what it's been doing to my body, my mental health, my physical health, I just feel like it's pulling a lot from me, and I don't feel like myself, and I haven't felt like myself, and I have been very sick all the time now because I, not being able to actually have a physical meal at school for the first 2.5 months, all the way until into November, I didn't get a lunch that would I could actually sit down to physically eat. It's like, I think my body is just kind of like come to this crisis point where it's like, dude, you're doing all that you can. You can keep on doing it, but your body's, I'm gonna rebel against you, and I'm gonna say you need to slow down. Sometimes it's hard for me to slow down, and then my body comes to a head, and then it forces me to slow down. And maybe you're somebody kind of like that as well. So I don't know, but yeah. Appreciate you guys for being here and for supporting me if your soul is moved to do so. And in any way, shape, or form, that could be just a follow. That could be a comment. That could be a rating on Spotify or Apple Podcast. If you want to leave a little bit of a blurb, you can definitely do that on Apple Podcast, of which I will shout out. I haven't gotten a rating on Apple Podcast in quite a while, but we keep on going up and up and up and up. In fact, if I were to just go ahead and check real quickly where we're at in terms of ratings for Latin and Layman's on Spotify. I mean, I'm very excited. I'm very grateful for you guys. Regardless of the ratings don't really equate to any more money or anything like that. So as you can see, past 2 months, $2.81. Even though we've been able to culminate from about like it was like 38 ratings to now we're over 80. We're at 81 ratings. Like for those that have contributed, know that I wish that I had a list of your names that I could just shout out right now because I am ever so grateful and I will continue to be grateful. I love you guys. Thank you so much. That being said, let's get on into these words, understand them, and understand that, well, hyper has a lot of words, lots. I feel like I have a list of like almost 30. So we'll do this quick. And like I said, with this, hyper was basically, and I remember giving the spiel because now with TikTok giving me 10 minutes long, I've been able to entertain spiels before I actually get into my content, the quote unquote ramble bambles. But I was on one at this time when I had been putting out content because I'd been getting on a lot of flack from people that were following me. And I was like, I basically had addressed it in this specific one, and it's the one that popped me off, I guess. So it's the one where I say, it's not about being the best, it's not about being perfect, it's about putting in the reps, because I'm talking about how it you can't expect yourself to be perfect. You can't expect yourself to be perfect and shoot a 62 round of golf, never having picked up a round of or a bag of clubs before. And just stepping out on the golf course. You can't expect yourself to be an expert at something if you're brand new at it. And that's what I said. It's like, sucking at something is just the first step at being good at something. And I always want to embrace that because we can always grow. We can always be bad at something to just get better at it. I know that there are other things in my life that I could probably implement that more so that I choose not to, like car mechanics and maintenance. But, I got a lot of things on my life and I don't have time to dive on into YouTube and Google and learn about that kind of stuff. So I'll shut up now. Talking about the Greek root hyper, which is versatile, and it's this rich root means over, above, beyond, and or excessive. And we're going to get into it with our first word being hyperactive. According to Almighty Google, we have excessive or abnormally active, excessively active. Etymologically, hyper means over or above, active coming from the Latin activus meaning active. Activus meaning active. So you are above or overactive, essentially, according to all my or etymology, and same thing with Almighty Google. How about a hyperbole, though? Hyperbole is very much more different than hyperactive in terms of like crossing over into disciplines, because hyperactive pertains to something completely different than a literary strategy. Hyperbole is an exaggerated statement and or claim not meant to be really taken literally. At least that's my sussing out. Etymologically, hyper, beyond or over in this case, bowl coming from the balen meaning to throw or to cast in the Greek. That's where we get anabolic, catabolic, metabolic. So then it's an over or a beyond throwing or casting of, and in this case, figurative language, right? Exaggerated. You don't want to say over-exaggerated because that's being very redundant. So when you are saying exaggerated, you are already saying a statement that is past the norm, I guess. How about hypercritical? This would probably refer to like a market sometimes, or hypercritical probably just referring to excessive or unreasonably critical. You know, you can be hypercritical, or there can be a hypercritical market or whatever, but hyper meaning excessive in this case, and critical coming from the Latin criticus. These are all going to be PPPs, perfect passive participial forms, meaning able to judge, like having been judged essentially is having... having been able to judge it, or having been able to judge, that would be the having been judging. I'm sorry, I'm sussing this out in my head grammatically, but don't worry about me. So hypercritical just refers to an excessive judgment, right? AKA exactly what it means according to Almighty Google. How about hyperextend? An over, X meaning out of, tendo tendere means to stretch, right? Tendeo. So that means to stretch out, and then hyper means to, well, beyond essentially. So when you hyperextend maybe a joint, right, to extend a joint or limb beyond its normal or healthy range of motion is what hyperextension is. That's when I think about that, when you think when you see girls in the gym that are excessively sticking out their butts, what they're really doing is that they don't have that badonkadonk that you think that they do. They're just curving that lower lumbar very, very excessively to the point where they're going to shear, an inner vertebral disc if they keep on doing that, if they move in a certain way with that hyperextension already being, being in the state of that. That being said, we'll leave it there. Hypermarket, which is a large retail store that offers a wide variety of products, typically includes groceries and or other goods. Hyper, above or beyond, market coming from mercatus, meaning a place of trade. So an above place of trade, hypermarket. Hyperplasia, an abnormal increase in the number of cells or tissues in an organ, coming etymologically from hyper excessive, plasia in the Greek from the plasis, meaning a molding or a forming. This is also where we get plastic, the forming of, right? Because plastic is just a forming of synthetic material. Syn meaning together, thetic means to put and or place, coming from thesis. So synthetic just refers to put together. And in this case, coming on over into places being plastic, synthetic leaning into plastic. And then there we go with hyperplasia being excessive molding in this case, and that can be with tissues, cells, organs, like I had mentioned before, the abnormal increase in the number of cells or tissues in an organ. This could be fat cells. This could be hyperplasia. Could also be things like metastasis, when meta means beyond, again, or as well, beyond or, you know, further. Stasis remains stationary. So it means beyond stationary. So when you think about like something that is metastasized, it's like cancer. That would be hyperplasia because it relies on glucose. It can start to proliferate and develop more tissue. That is cancerous, that is carcinogenic, and it can start cropping out throughout the entire body. Next one that we have here is hyperthermia. Hyper meaning high, above, or beyond. Thermia, coming from the therme, meaning heat in the Greek. What is it referred to? Abnormally high body temperature, in my opinion. If you would agree, I would also agree. It's often caused by illnesses or environmental factors a lot of the time. Maybe you're in the sauna, though. Or maybe you're really infected and you're in this constant state of super, super inflammation and it's heating up your body and trying to cook all that that infection off. That's why we have fevers, is because it's basically cooking off that stuff. But that's when we always get worried when temperature gets too high, because you can also fry brain cells when your body temperature gets too high. How about a hyperlink? This is in terms of tech stuff. It's in reference or to a navigation element in electronic document that links to another location. Hyper meaning above or beyond, and link referring to connecting to one element or another. I don't really have Greek or Latin from that one. But we have hyperrealism, however, which is a style of art or literature that depicts details with such precision that it appears more real than reality, coming from etymology hyper meaning excessive, plus realism coming from the Latin realis meaning of reality or of the real. It is the genitive form of real, essentially. So of the excessive of realization, excessive realization, hyperrealism. Next one we have here is hyperopia. Hyperopia is a vision condition also known as farsightedness. If you didn't know, this is just a fancy term for farsightedness, where distant objects are seen more clearly than close ones. Hyper, beyond, opia, coming from the Greek ops, meaning eye, where we get optical. Hyperglycemia, hyper meaning high, excessive, glycemia coming from the Greek glykis, meaning sweet, later translating into sugar. High levels of sugar, aka glucose, in the blood, which is often associated with type 1 or 2 diabetes. How about hyperbolic? Hyper, excessive or beyond. Bolic coming from balin in the Greek, meaning to throw or cast. This is an exaggerated or emphasized. What is it? It's just literally, I turned hyperbole and I turned that tick, that E, and turned it into an IC. So meaning pertaining to essentially what is being thrown beyond. If you didn't know, now you know, because you can just basically look at all the word substitution you can do. Hyperbole to hyperbolic, a hyperbolic statement versus a hyperbole being a noun. How about hyperdrive? A fictional propulsion system in science fiction that allows spacecraft, plural spacecrafts, to travel at faster than light speeds, referring to hyper excessive drive, referring to the mechanism that powers a vehicle, aka an excessive drive into the, I don't know, new realm, new galaxy, wherever. How about hypernationalism, which is an extreme form of nationalism characterized by an excessive devotion to one's own nation that we're kind of seeing a lot nowadays, and it's kind of unattractive. Hyper meaning excessive, and nationalism coming from Latin natio meaning nation. Excessive about one's nation, because why would I want to travel to somewhere across the country where it reminds me of exactly where I'm at currently, right here, right now, right here, right now, right here, right now. Anyways, Fatboy Slim, my brother was recommending that I watch a movie that had that came from, I think he called it, well, I know that it's the concept of brain dances, which is a cyberpunk concept. You guys will have to look it up. Also, I know this is a side tangent, but I'm really struggling to find new movies and or shows to watch. If you guys are actually listening to this and you hear this right now, hit me up with any suggestions, or maybe comment them, and then I'm needing something, because like I don't really know what to watch and I keep on falling flat on my face with finding things. How about hyperurbanization, though, which is a rapid or excessive growth of cities and urban areas. Hyper excessive urbanization coming from the Latin urbis, which means city, and then urbanus refers to in the Latin relating to the city. So urbanization, urbanus, hyperurbanization is basically the noun, the Asian, the noun making that into the relating to the excessive growth of a city. There you go. Hyperboreal, or Hyperborean. Hyper, referring to beyond, Borean, coming from the Latin Boreas, which means north wind. This is relating to the extreme north or the Arctic. Hyperborean. Hypercritical. Hyper, again. Well, actually, we already went over that one. Sorry. How about Hyperon? Somebody commented on this a long time ago, and I actually addressed it in a TikTok. And I did a little research. Hyper, beyond, on, referring to a particle. Eon. Eon. If you guys have seen my brother's TikTok where he's making fun of me, you can find it on my TikTok. You'll notice why I say that eon, but eon referring to a particle. A hyperon is a type of subatomic particle often found in just high energy physics experiments. How about hyperacidity? What do you think acidity comes from? Comes from the Latin acidus, meaning sour or acidic. Hyper meaning excessive. Excessive acidity, often relating to stomach or digestive issues in this case, if you were to be hitting up your gastroenterologist. Gastro meaning stomach, enter meaning within, ologist, the study of what's within the gut, the tummy tum. How about hypernarrative? It's a complex or multi-layered narrative structure that goes beyond traditional storytelling. It's actually interesting. Hyper beyond narrative, coming from narrativus, meaning related to storytelling, coming also from the Latin verb narro narrare, which means to tell. It's where we get narration, narrator, all that good stuff. How about hyperconscious? Hyperconscious, definition, extremely aware, alert, or perceptive, etymologically, hyper, excessive, conscious, from the Latin conscious, or conscious, conscious, there we go, meaning aware, con meaning with, scio means to know with means essentially when assimilated together, to know with means aware. So if you're hyperconscious, you're extremely aware, alert, or perceptive. If you are hyperpolarized, however, you are hyper beyond polarized, coming from the Greek polos, meaning axis and or pole. It's also where you get bipolar, bi meaning two, polar coming from those axis or poles, having two poles. When you are bipolar, you are either on one end manic, or you are on the other end depressed. Manic depressive disorder, right? Hyperpolarized, though, refers to, according to Almighty Google, the increase, the difference in electrical charge across a cell membrane or a neutron. Again, to increase the difference in electrical charge across the cell membrane beyond the polarizations, aka beyond the two axes in this case. How about hyperinflation? A rapid or excess increase in the prices of goods and services within an economy, which seems to be happening quite a bit now. Would you not agree? I did mention it earlier about my favorite thing in the world, aka butter. Sad. What about hypercorrection, though? Don't we need a hypercorrection in order for this to actually happen? I don't know, because what is a hypercorrection? Do you know? Well, let's go into it real quickly, because it's the act of overcorrecting language or behavior to sound more formal or educated, often leading to errors. Hypercorrection can be literary, but we can hypercorrect a market as well in overcorrecting, but will it be right? I don't know. Would it be a positive feedback loop situation? I don't know. I'm just riffing off right now because I'm ticked off at the hyperinflation that we're dealing with right now. And I'm sure that you also are ticked off about it, because it's why we have a homeless crisis, a housing crisis, which go hand in hand. It's why we have all of these things where people are just like strapped. There's so much insecurity in this world right now, and it's not making better anything better with all these hypers going on right now. Now let's go ahead and go to a different one here, more so in terms of pathologies, and do a hyperalgesia. Hyper meaning high, algesia refers to algos meaning pain. This is also where we get nostalgia, right? The pain of returning home, because algos means pain, nostos the return home. But in this case, if we have a hyperalgesia, it's just an increased sensitivity to pain resulting in a heightened perception of said pain. If you didn't know, now you know. Hypermetropia. What is hypermetropia? It is a vision condition, also known as farsightedness, where distant objects are seen more clearly than ones close. So we have two words to refer to farsightedness, right? Because I mentioned before when talking about hyperopia, that it also refers to farsightedness. So here we go again, hypermetropia. Hyper beyond metropia, metron meaning measurement, and ops meaning to see. So this is the beyond measurement to see. I don't know. Suss it out, if you will. And our last one that I'll do here is hyperbaton, which is just a figure of speech. And I don't have a baton, so there you go with that one. Actually, I'm just kidding because I'm looking at that now and I'm looking at, well, we know hyper is high or excessive. And then that baton, I think, is coming from the banon in the Greek, which means to step. Close to that bolic, but not quite that balin. It's banin, to step, I think, but I'm not sure. But if that were to be the case, hyperbaton means stepping over etymologically. And I guess, well, I mean, if you know what hyperbaton is, it's the idea that to really understand the phrase of what it is. What is a hyperbaton? It's a figure of speech, really, in which the order of words in a sentence are rearranged, essentially. That's it. A stepping over. So if you didn't know, now you know. You can see it in poetry a lot. I don't have a lot of examples for you. I'll leave it there because I actually didn't want to correct myself there and catch myself. But now that I've done that, I'm done. And I'm sure you're done hearing me riff off all these hyper words because it's actually been a rather longer episode. Thanks again for being here. Thank yourself. Thank your mind and your body and your soul. And be proud of where you're at right now, right here, right now, right here, right now, in the present. Not the future, not the past. The past is your history, but it's not who you are currently, just your history. Something to learn from. Love you guys, as always. And I love love. And I always will. Tempus est, discedere.